Right, let's go to the Mersey. And now, last time we spoke, you'd organised a meeting. A bunch of you were going to Canberra to try and get some finality, a sign on the dotted line is regarding federal funding for the... So what's happened? Anything happened?
Well, we had a stakeholder meeting, which included state, federal and local representatives. And the outcome of that was for the local mayors being... Kentish, Latrobe, Devonport and Jambon from Central Coast to get together and talk about organising a meeting with Minister Ferguson, who unfortunately was unable to make that stakeholders meeting. And we've actually put out the call to Minister Ferguson for that meeting. That was done, I think, a week ago. We're still waiting on a response. We're hoping to organise something soon because, quite frankly, it's a five-year contract that we're looking at. And 5 years times $75,000, this is $375 million, I should say, $375 million issue that we're talking about, and we think that it's important enough that we meet with the minister. So we've put the ask out there to the minister to come and meet with us, because it is still our intention to go to Canberra to talk to not only Minister Lee, but the Shadow Minister for Health, and convey our community concerns, because... You know, last time there was a heads of agreement signed, it was 2 years, and it was signed by the Minister then for Health, federally, Susan Lee, and state-wise, Minister Ferguson. So we're after 5 years for some certainty for our staff, continuity of service to the community, and we think that 5 years is certainly a good time frame to be able to achieve that.
So the current federal funding agreement ends next year?
30th of June 2017.
Well, you really have to get it sorted before the end of this year, you would think.
Oh, we would think so. They're looking at the end of March for finalisation of this heads of agreement, as in the negotiation side for the next one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we need to get up there and make the point. Minister Ferguson would be certainly making his point. We're trying to be on the same page as what he is, as well as trying to get him to be on the same page as what we are.
So so you've heard from his office saying that he just can't make the meeting or what?
Not at the moment.
You haven't heard back at all?
No.
Okay. Well, there's not much more we can say until you have that meeting then.
No, but all I can stress is that this is worth $375 million. 5 years at $75 million. Health services in the Mersey catchment, as well as part of the regional and statewide health system.
Would you prefer it that the Mersey revert to state government funding? Do you think that would be more workable rather than having to chase the federal government all the time to re-sign?
Well, the federal government came over and bought it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's their responsibility to fund it. The plan that has been touted over the decade was for the Mersey to be have a specific use, which is elective surgery. Now, Labor and Liberal have been working on the same plan. It's now being implemented. And it may mean that down the line that the Mersey will be part of the whole state funding. But we've got to make sure that that funding for the Mersey and those services are quarantined and they can't be eroded away.
That's what I mean. So that would you prefer if the government just gives money in the health budget to each state government to administer their hospitals as they choose, rather than us having to have this federal versus state debate every time the agreement's due to run out?
Well, we'd certainly like to get rid of the political football, because that doesn't do the staff any justice, let alone the community any surety with continuity of being seen by their doctors. If the overall plan, we could achieve that, I wouldn't mind that. But the funds for the Mersey would need to be quarantined.
Yes.
So the Mersey is not eroded away with any more services or funding.